I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the mandatory mask mandate for Indiana and the pushback from the Attorney General's office. We'll get an update on the death of the steel worker at ArcelorMittal. U.S. Steel is firing up another blast furnace, and we'll have that look at your weekend weather forecast. But first, an update on yesterday's story on the death of an employee at ArcelorMittal. The Lake County Coroner's Office said 71-year-old George Salinas of Gary was pronounced dead at 2:40 p.m. on Tuesday. His cause of death was pending. ArcelorMittal says Salinas was struck by a coil tractor at the company's steel mill in East Chicago. The official cause of death is still pending. U.S. Steel is restarting another blast furnace at the Gary Works as the national steel industry recovers from the economic crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The steelmaker fired back up the number 6 blast furnace at Gary Works right after the 4th of July weekend, and it's now bringing the number 8 blast furnace back online effective August 1st. Spokesman Megan Cox says the restarted blast furnace will help U.S. Steel meet the increased demand seen in its contracted businesses. Those businesses include the automakers as well as companies that make appliances, packaging, and the construction industry. Ford Motor Company's Chicago assembly plant in Hegewisch went back to work and ramped back up to 3 shifts a day. Valparaiso High School has had to suspend summer conditioning for a sport due to the presence of COVID-19. The school released a statement on Wednesday saying that boys' basketball conditioning and practice were suspended after a player tested positive for the virus. District spokesperson Allison Hadley says the student informed the school on Tuesday of his positive test. On Monday, Kankakee Valley suspended summer conditioning and practices for the same reason. The student athletes tested positive last weekend. Kankakee Valley football coach James Broyles was unsure of when practice would resume. Indiana will have a statewide face mask mandate starting next week, joining many other states in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Eric Holcomb said Wednesday the order will apply to anyone ages 8 and older in any indoor public or business areas and at outdoor public spaces when sufficient social distancing cannot be maintained. The order will take effect Monday. Governor Holcomb said his order will also require masks in schools for grades 3 and above by students, teachers, and other employees. Holcomb said a renewed growth in the number of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations necessitated the mask order. But Indiana's Attorney General believes the governor has overstepped his authority in issuing a statewide face mask mandate and that only the legislature can make violations a criminal offense. Republican Attorney General Curtis Hill issued an advisory opinion Wednesday night just hours after Governor Holcomb announced the mask order taking effect next week. The opinion does not block the governor's action. Hill is on his way out of office after failing to win the Republican nomination for re-election following allegations that he drunkenly groped 4 women. Looking at sports, the 11-4 Northwest Indiana Oilmen are in action tonight against the 7-8 Crestwood Panthers at Oil City Stadium in Whiting. First pitch is set for 7:10. Major League Baseball is back. 2 games are on the docket tonight as the defending World Series champion Washington Nationals host the New York Yankees, in which Dr. Anthony Fauci will throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Then the LA Dodgers host the San Francisco Giants. Tomorrow night, the Cubs host the Milwaukee Brewers at 6 p.m., and the White Sox host the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3-5-0-3, your Super Bowl is 0, and your daily 4-7-4-1-7, and your Super Bowl is 0. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 63. Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Friday night, clear skies, a low near 61. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 88. And Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 90. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson, as she can see the latest news, traffic, weather, and information for Northwest Indiana. For this Lakeshore Midday News Update, I'm Tom Maloney.